Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. As Week 5 approaches, we bring in, as we do every week, Joe Dolan from FantasyGuru.com. This week, we're bringing him in remotely. But Joe, of course, is going to talk to us about who you should start, who you should sit, all the big topics in fantasy football this week. And Joe, we will start with the Eagles, where obviously the number one overall pick in most drafts, LeSean McCoy, has underproduced from a fantasy perspective. And Nick Foles has been a little up and down as well. Tell me about both of those players, how you view them moving forward.
Well, LeSean McCoy, Bo, if I have him, I'm absolutely in a holding pattern right now. There's nothing I can do because I assume that if I'm selling him, I'm only going to get 50 cents on the dollar right now. And I really can't endorse moving LeSean McCoy. Now, if you have a good bench option, if you've really been working the waiver wire, maybe you could consider sitting McCoy. But before I panic and move on from him, I really want to see what happens this week with Lane Johnson at right tackle and the entire right side of the offensive line back. It's clear that the offensive line has been a big concern for the Eagles. But LeSean McCoy has gotten it done in tough circumstances before. Two games that were a little bit on the tough side aren't going to change that for me. As for Nick Foles, I still consider him a fantasy starter. Once again, I thought the Eagles were a team playing with house money last week. They didn't play all that well, traveling cross-country to San Francisco. But Foles, even when he struggled at points this year, typically has performed well. One game isn't going to change that for me. I still consider them both fantasy starters. Maybe they're not as automatic as we thought they were going to be after week two, but I'm not panicking on either guy. Chip Kelly will right this ship as he did last year. I have no long-term concerns about the Eagle offense.
And short-term against this Rams defense, you're plugging them both in, right?
Yeah, I am going to plug them both in. The Rams have especially struggled against the run this year, at least fantasy-wise. And the one concern I might have, though, is the Rams pass rush against the Eagle offensive line. They are getting Lane Johnson back, but you expect he might be a little bit rusty. I would be concerned a little bit there, but I'm plugging them in at home against this defense. I think there could be points scored in this game.
All right, Joe, let's talk about the Thursday night game, Vikings and Packers. Vikings got a lot of production last week from Matt Asiata, 3 touchdowns, but it looks like the rookie, Jerick McKinnon, has some juice in his legs, too. Which of these two guys do you want to own moving forward?
Well, I want McKinnon to be the guy moving forward. He is somebody I really want to pick up if he's available on the waiver wire. I'm an upside guy, and Jerick McKinnon clearly flashed upside. And while Matt Asiata put up 100 yards in scrimmage and 3 touchdowns last week, you have to point out that Mike Zimmer, the head coach of the Vikings, this week had to confirm that Asiata remains his starting running back. To me, that tells me he is not long for the role. If you have Asiata, you've been rolling with him. I don't see a reason to bench him just yet. But Jerick McKinnon, I think, Bo, give it a couple weeks, he's going to be the guy you really want to own in this backfield. So both of them are viable right now, but McKinnon's the long-term guy. I'm picking him up off the waiver wire if at all possible.
All right, Joe, a couple quick starts or sits or buy or sells, rather, with some favorite fantasy guys. We've got Frank Gore, Keenan Allen, and Victor Cruz. Buying or selling those three?
I'm buying big time on Keenan Allen. I can't change course on Keenan Allen at all. I said after week three that it was your last chance to buy low on him. Obviously, he comes out and has the monster game against Jacksonville as expected. He's probably more of a number two fantasy receiver moving forward, but I'm still really thrilled with him. I'm glad that Phillip Rivers is playing well. Keenan Allen is somebody I'm buying on. Frank Gore, I'm kind of in a holding pattern. I think he's probably more of a low-end number two flex play, but I'm not dropping him just yet because the 49ers need to get back to running the ball. The fact that they beat the Eagles in kind of a poorly played game doesn't change anything for me. The struggles of Colin Kaepernick in that game were evident. They need to lean on Frank Gore. So I'm in a holding pattern. If I get a good offer for him, I'll move him. But I still think he's somebody they need to lean on. As for Victor Cruz, this is the one I'm most tentative on because the Giants offense the last 2 weeks maybe put together its best back-to-back performances we've seen in over a year from them. However, Victor Cruz has teased just way too much the last 2 years. If I can sell on Victor Cruz right now, I would be okay with doing it. I think the Giant offense on paper is a good fit. The fact that they played better, I'm a little bit more excited about them right now than I was 2 weeks ago. But Victor Cruz is somebody, if I can sell him on two good performances and name value, I am going to do that right now.
Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com, the best in the business and a dear friend of PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan. Joe, we thank you very much for your time.
Thanks a lot, Bo. We'll talk to you next week.
And we'll see you next week on the Fantasy Spin.